Thank you for calling El Conde Spa. Please press 1 if you are a new client. Press.
Hello, this is Pete. How can I help you?
Hi, Pete. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, finally you guys called. I tried to talk to somebody. I knew that's the only way that I can get a call from you guys. If I cancel, that's the only way that I get a call. You know, I didn't really like the idea, you know, that, you know, I asked for time and you guys give me until the 30 and then on the 17 you guys charge me back again. And I pay $750 for two jobs.
I don't show that you canceled.
I got from you guys.
I don't show that you canceled the account.
No, I didn't cancel the account. I stopped the payment because
I was confused.
Yeah,
okay.
And then not only that, you know, customers, they call, and when they text the information, I don't know where in the world that information goes. The only two customers that I got, I have to break my head to try to get in touch with them and get their information because I was so tired that I spent so much money.
Yes.
And they told me that they did text the money, I mean, the address to the number that you guys got there, but I don't have access to get to those, to the text, you know, when people text you the information back. So I don't know how in the world you guys are controlling these. You know,
I wanted to let you know that most people that have the call tracking number have the Local Splash app on their phone, and that way when someone texts you through the number, you'll get it automatically through the app. So maybe, you know, you're just not aware that the Local Splash app, you would just log in with your same credentials. But I will tell you, I'm on your dashboard, and I don't see those texts that the people said that they sent you.
I checked, and they told me I text you the information, and I have no idea why you don't got it. I check on the Facebook. I check everywhere on Facebook where those messages still were going. Like texting back.
I'm going to send a text right now, and I'm just going to put test in it and just see what happens, just to see if you get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I just want to test it. But go ahead. Keep talking. I'm going to test it while you're talking.
No. That's what I'm saying. I mean, nobody told me that I was going to need to.
3368. Okay. I'm just going to send it.
And I only got three jobs for $750. Three jobs. And not like good jobs, you know, just where I got paid my service from.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a good investment. I mean, can you imagine in 4 months I'm going to spend like $2,000 for like 4 or 5 jobs if I keep doing that?
One thing you have to realize is that first page placement, it does typically take, you know, a couple of months to get everything up and running, right? I also heard on the dashboard that you got a scam call from Gavin over at Town Square. Be very, very careful with that company. There's two companies that we're in legal issues with. One is Town Square and one is Ali Ali. And what they're doing is they're calling our customers and they're saying, oh, Local Splash is copy and paste and they're not working with Google's best practices. And they're saying all of this kind of stuff to try to scare people. But the reason they're a scam company is that for the people that canceled and started working with them, they never contacted us to get access to the Google page, the Facebook page, the website, nothing. So that company, that scam company, can't create new listings because that would be a red flag with Google and it would hurt you. And they can't do anything with the listings that you have if they don't get access to it. So, you know, people are, you know, canceling and going with them thinking that the grass is greener on the other side, but what they're doing is they're throwing that money down the toilet because, you know, they can't do anything with it because they don't have access. You know, granted, if they called us and asked access, we could give it to them, but that's the problem. They never do, you know? So let me first off give you a couple of options, because you're right, you are spending a lot of money for, you know, just three jobs, right? But at the same token, this will be your third payment since you reactivated. And first page placement on Google typically takes 90 days. We're a premier partner, so we do it, you know, 45 to 60 days. And I always tell people that because it's absolutely the third month that you see the program pop. That's where it comes to full fruition for you. So you're right at the cusp of where this is going to explode and do some solid things for your business. And what I could help you do is get hooked up with that Local Splash app, because that way when people text you, you'll get them in real time and you'll be able to respond, you know. But one other option that you have is now that you are ranking on Google, you might not necessarily need that extra batch of Facebook ads. They're very good in the beginning. But if you remove those, that would lower your subscription to just $149 monthly. Okay? And with that package, you're still on the first page of Google. You're still on the first page of Bing. The website stays up and running, and you stay mobily optimized, which means you'll still come up from, you know, the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa.
You know, this is impossible that I'm going to get a lot of work, because I understand that you guys do these for living, you know, try to make big money off companies and all that. The worst month for spa repair is June, July, and August. Those are the worst because kids are on vacation, they're not home, nobody's using the spas, and me is spending $750 for something that is not working. I mean, after August, like September, I don't need to do advertisement. I have so many customers.
So you've only spent $498 so far, right? This month would be $750 if you, you know, continue with the Facebook ads.
I paid three times already, $250.
No, you only paid twice. That's why I was calling. The July 17th payment never went through.
My dear. I've been doing this since May. And the first time I pay for May.
Oh, you're right. There's a payment in April. You're right. April, May.
Yeah.
And okay, I didn't see the April one because there was a $19 charge in between for the call tracking greeting. So I thought that was okay. So you're right. You paid for three times. So I want to let you know that when your off season starts and you don't need this, call us and we'll put the account on a seasonal hold. We don't expect you to pay for this during months that you're not using it, right? So you.
I don't mind paying it. When I'm getting a lot of work, I do not mind paying it because I'm making enough money. What it really cares for me is paying when I'm not getting any jobs. My problem is not paying you guys. I mean, me, if I get a lot of work and I got more ways, you know, to advertise my company, it's the better. But the problem is that I'm paying for something I'm not getting right now my money back. That's my problem right now. That, you know,
right.
I know you guys put me out there and you guys do these, you guys do that, but if there is no people calling, how in the world am I going to get calls? But I still got to pay you guys because you guys are doing that to me, to the company.
I want to share something with you, if I may. In the short time that you have been reactivated with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google. Let me just filter this out for 3 months so it doesn't pull old data. So your company has been found on the first page of Google in the last 3 months 245 times, and you've had 127 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So one thing that I think is affecting you, because if you were found 280 or 245 times on the first page and you've only had three jobs out of it, I just looked at your Google listing and it shows that you have a 2.3 star rating out of 5, and you haven't had a fresh review posted since 2024. So that's definitely affecting you, Pete, because, you know, all we can do is put you on the first page where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions, right? But if you have some old Google reviews that are kind of hurting you, that's going to affect you. So what I would recommend, and I can send you a tool that would help you with this, is to start working on getting some more 5-star ratings here and there. And the idea behind it is to push those old 1-star ratings down so that pretty soon they become irrelevant. And then, you know, it's only going to take you a couple of 5-star ratings here and there to just jump that overall review score up, because there's only 2 1-star reviews that have ever been posted about you, right? So if you start getting some more 5 stars, it's a no-brainer. You're going to have, like, you know, a 4.8-star rating in no time, and then that's going to affect your conversion. So the tool that I can send you, it's a review generator email. We sent this to you in the past back in April. But what it would do is it would say, thank you for, you know, using El Condo Spa, and if you're happy with my service, click here to leave a review. And then when your clients click that box, it will automatically take them to your Google listing. So because it's so simple and it's just a matter of a click of a button, most people will do it, right? And it's only going to take you a couple of people filling that out to, like I said, jump that overall rating way up. So, you know, I can send that to you. And then also anyone that knows you can write a 5-star review for you on Google. So even if it's a friend or relative, you know, obviously don't have them lie and say, you know, he did the best work for me ever if they didn't hire you. But if they know you, they have every right to go on there and say, hey, this is a trusted business in the community. Pete has several years of industry expertise. Slap 5 stars next to it, and all of that is true, right? So they're allowed to post that for you. So that would definitely help you with your conversion. And what I would recommend, just to keep the cost down a little bit, is take off the Facebook ads. We would help you put the Local Splash app on your phone. And then I would also, you know, once we collect that past due amount, push the next billing out 30 days. So you would be paid in full all the way till August 25th. Now, keep in mind, you're still on a month-to-month program. So if on August 25th you're still not happy and you want to cancel, I'm confident you're going to see such a strong impact that you're going to want to keep it, right? But let's say that you still want to cancel. No problem. Just call us a couple of days ahead of time, and we'd cancel it out, and that way you wouldn't have any further charges. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, can you guys send me the bill? I hate to give my debit card. I hate to give my debit card, seriously, because it's impossible to talk to you guys. I tried to talk to somebody, and it's impossible. I gotta, like, spend one day in my office and sit down and try to talk to somebody. And I was so confused about how to check on my
100%.
Yeah, on the information that the customers, they were texting me back. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what the fuck? I mean, how can I get into where, like, what voicemail or what messenger on Facebook? Or I didn't know. I didn't know what to do, because nobody told me, look, when a customer call you, they're going to call you with this number, and then they're going to try to capture your information on this number. But this number, you're going to be able to check on this place the information for the customer. You know, a lot of people think that everybody know everything. Like, if you know something, that person, the other person, everybody's supposed to know everything. Okay? Not everybody know everything, what's going on. Especially
right.
Me that I work on the field. I have no idea. Yeah. You know, I had to search, check on the phone. I call the customer. Did you text me the information? Yes, I did. I already text you the information 3 times. I'm like, I haven't get it. What number are you texting the information? He gave me the number where he was texting the information. I checked that number and I couldn't see anything, no information, nothing at all. So that was driving me crazy, because I didn't know where. And then a lot of customers, when you call them 2 or 3 times, hey, well, let me give you this number so you can text me the information on this number, they get mad and they don't want to deal with you no more. because they think
that's exactly why we created the app. Yep, that's why we created the app, Pete, because too many people were frustrated. They'd have to give out their actual number on the call, and other people didn't want to do that, right? So we actually created the app just so that you can reply to the text messages in real time. So what I can do for you is, you know, I wouldn't recommend me sending you a bill because, number one, we're a green company. So if you were to, say, to mail a check, so to speak, right now you're only past due for $249, but come August 17th, that reoccurs to $498, and it continues to do so until this settles. And I don't want to take any chances. And then when the information gets here, we enter it all into our system the same way as if you would have given it to us over the phone. So if you've had a hard time contacting us in the past, I can text you my direct line. My name is Tina. I'm at extension 777, and I always, always answer my phone calls live. The only time I don't is if I'm on the other line or I'm in a meeting, but at least if I see I missed a call from you, I would get right back to you. Now, I'll preface that and let you know that I'm not a technician. I don't do programming. There might be times that you call me and I can't help you, but by all means, I can definitely get you to the person that can. You know, that way you don't have to worry about if you had an issue getting through before. Now at least you have a point of contact. I just texted that to you. And then as far as the billing goes, it's perfectly safe to give the personal debit because our company is VeriSign secured for transactions over the phone up to $150,000 because we have a corporate division where we deal with big companies like Extra Space Storage, Subway Sandwich, Vivint Security. So all you would have to do is remind yourself that if for some reason you're not happy by August 25th to just call us a couple of days ahead of time, we cancel the program out, and then that way, you know, there's no further charges. Right, but I'm confident that you're probably going to want to keep it anyway. Because, like you said, I don't
want
to
keep
it,
but I want to get work. I want to keep
right.
it, but I want to get work because if I don't get work, what?
I mean, I'm going down the hole spending money on something that I'm not even making money, and I have no idea why I only have two stars. What did you were telling me about the stars?
Yeah. If you can open that email that I sent you that says Lola, I don't think I sent it yet. Hold on. I was looking at it and got to trigger it. This email will say, learn how to get more reviews, right? But your Google listing is hyperlinked to it. So if you click on the link in this email, it'll show you your Google listing, and that's where you have the 2.3-star rating. So that's very, very crucial because you can pay us all the money in the world to promote you on the first page of Google, but as long as you have that type of a rating, it might scare people. And I know how reviews are. People only go on there when
they're
happy.
Yeah, but I don't understand why I have that when I got so many customers that I never, I mean, even if I have to go three times not charging them, I go three times. Who in the world?
So here's
is
the first one.
Kid about me.
From back in 2021, he put his name as NK, so he didn't even put a real name. But what he did is he went on there and he gave you a one star and he put "stay away" in capitals with an exclamation point. Pete, the owner, is no good. I've struggled dealing with him for years and hung in there, and in retrospect, I shouldn't have. The straw that broke the camel's back was he made an appointment with me and was a no-show. Didn't text me, and I texted him asking if he was still coming. Says in the text he'll be there by the next day, 10 to 12, no show again. I text him and no response. 2 days waiting around for this guy, finally calling someone else on Friday, and was at my home the following Monday. He told me windings were bad. I don't know what that means. Windings were bad. Both of my spa motors were replaced by Pete. The one in question was replaced within a year. When I confronted Pete, he replied almost immediately. When I told him I wanted to be reimbursed for the other guy's trip charge, since he was non-responsive and blew off two appointments, and the motor replaced, keep in mind the motor has his name on it. He was irate and would not honor his work or his parts. Do not get involved. Bad news. So that was one of them. And then for 3 years, you sat there with
that customer, he lied.
He like all that
well,
is a
obviously.
Lie.
Obviously,
anybody can call
just,
and make. Any, so anybody.
That's what I'm saying.
So anybody can call it and.
Right? Why not use that review generator email I sent you and start getting some five stars? Because the next one was from Maria Gonzalez. She was in December of 2024. I wanted to leave a positive review for El Condo Spa, but their service has been disappointing. While the staff is friendly, they consistently fail to follow through. They rarely respond to calls or texts. When they do, they don't keep their promises to call back or schedule appointments. I purchased a spa that included a free service, yet despite reaching out multiple times over the year, nothing has been scheduled. And then the good news is back in December, you got a five-star rating from Cam Brusky. The spa is beautiful and the service was extraordinary. The price was amazing. Knowing that we have someone to service that made it even better, we'll be purchasing from them again. So that was from Cam Brusky. So the good news is now you got that one five-star, which can jumpstart pushing those two one-star ratings down. But the Google listing is hyperlinked to that email that I sent you. So if you want to look at it and see it for yourself, I think that that's what's hurting you right now. And I would recommend, I could even go on there and give you another five-star just to kind of boost it a little bit. But start sending that out to some of your past and present clients. Because it's just a matter of a click of a button, most people are going to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. I'm finishing something right now. I have this guy already waiting for 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I got your information. You already take me your number, your direct, your
yes.
extension number. So
yes.
I'll call you back. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
Like in an hour. I'll call you back like in an hour. Okay?
You got it. Okay. I'll talk to you then,
okay.
Pete. No problem.
All right.
Bye bye.
Mm-hmm.